complex, if you will, and you get into it and you stay in it because, number one, it pays. Number two, you can't be fired. Number three, you don't actually have to perform. You don't have to do anything. Note that every crisis that government claims to, we're going to get in there, we're going to fix health care. Now we have Bernie Sanders last night in the debate going, let me tell you, I will tell you how to fix the health care problem. What we need is Medicare. My plan is Medicare for all. And by the way, I authored the damn thing. He actually said that last night. He's pointing at Elizabeth Warren going, and by the way, I authored the damn thing. Medicare for all. Wait a minute. Why would you need Medicare for all if you got Obamacare? I thought Obamacare was take the Medicare part up, care for all. Okay. Continuing on the news digest here. DOJ lawsuit demands names of all people who use this app for their gun. The Barrett Brief Show, which goes from 11 a.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. Central, has been all over this story. And Ricardo Barrett keeps saying, it's coming, folks. It's coming. He may be on to something. By the by, our chat room is open. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. This is Kyle Salmon writing at the Federalist. Last week, we saw another example. The Bill of Rights was written for a reason. As the government attempts to violate the rights protected in it in new and different ways, gives us more reasons to be thankful for its author's wisdom. Last week, we saw another example of this. As the Department of Injustice tried to violate the Fourth Amendment while stepping on the Second by demanding that the manufacturer of a rifle scope give the department the names of everyone who ever downloaded an app connected with the product. Correctly, the manufacturer has refused to do so. The story almost did not make it into the news. The Department of Injustice's order was supposed to have been sealed, but Thomas Brewster, a cybersecurity reporter for Forbes, was able to view a copy before it was concealed. His story on the DOJ request shed some light on the heavy-handed tactics the government uses in secret to violate the people's constitutionally protected civil rights. So, if I understand this story, what they're basically doing, or what the gambit here is, let's find as a way to make a database of all you right-wing lunatic wackos out there that target practice with your guns, right? Let's build a database of people that have downloaded this app or that app or this other app that can be used in target practice shooting. This only makes sense. I mean, look. Give these creeps a nod. At least they know where to go to get the info, right? The company in question, American Technologies Network, that's ATN, manufactures scopes and has developed the Obsidian 4 app. The app allows users to connect the scopes to their phone to better calibrate them. It also allows them to record video and to live stream the view. Nothing about this violates any federal or state law, and the product is popular. It had more than 10,000 downloads when the story broke last week, and according to the reviews on Google Play, many more people have downloaded it since then in protest. The government's interest in the app comes under its investigation into the suspected exporting of the scope to foreign countries. Under the Arms Export Control Act of 1976, the government requires licenses to export arms, which presumably includes accessory items like scopes,